Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Johnny, my name is Robert, and I'm writing on behalf of my family. My wife and I have three children, ages 2, 7, and 10. They live at home, obviously, and I have an 18-year-old son that lives out of the house. I'm writing for help because my youngest daughter, Priscilla, is 2 years old, and we found out that she has a developmental issue where she needs extensive speech therapy. She went in for a checkup at Children's Mercy, and the doctor stated that her brain is not working with her mouth to form the words that most children her age can. They determined that it's not a learning disability, and she tested negative for autism. It's a treatable situation through speech therapy, exercises, and sessions. And they told us she must start treatment now while her brain is still able to make the connection needed to avoid the lifelong speech issues. So do you hear me? What I'm telling you, it's the problem is, if she doesn't get this help now, it's not going to ever fix itself, and she'll be stuck with some level of a speech impediment all of her life.
She's only going to get behind more and more.
Let me go on. Insurance will not pay for these sessions until I reach my deductible, so I would have to pay out of pocket. On top of all this, the car I rely on to get to work had an engine seize up, and it took our savings to get it fixed. We are caught up on bills. We have Christmas for the kids. We would just like to see our little girl get the therapy she needs. Thanks for reading our letter. Merry Christmas, Robert. So, while not tragic, I put myself in that position, and what would have happened to any of myself or my brothers as a kid, and we would have ended up with a speech impediment, and we'd had to fight that fight all of our lives because my parents just never had money like that. I talked to Jake about it, and it ended up, the number he's got to get to, $200 a session, and then, so if we paid for 10 sessions, that would be the deductible.
That would be the deductible, and then if they had the additional sessions they have to have would be covered.
So, yeah, and then they'd be, especially in this new year.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a good thing. But I started thinking about the struggle any little kid would have if you have to live with this. You know, no kid wants to be different, but we hear those stories about kids being bullied.
Oh.
And what if the only way to communicate is you know, it's the very thing that they're going to point at, that they're going to make fun of.
It could turn you down a completely different path.
Yeah.
Communicating with people.
When you're in school, what's the most terrifying thing, too, is to be called on, to have to answer?
Sure.
Can you imagine having a stutter it would be a nightmare.
Well, how do you meet people? How do you trust people? How do you communicate with people? Everything gets, you know, stunted at that moment, man. You're not going to reach out. You're not going to put yourself out in the middle of everything. And I feel like, I'll leave it up to you guys, but I'd like to find out a little bit more about this. Hey, Robert. It's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Hey, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Jake was shared with me. Are you at work right now?
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yeah. I actually went back into a meeting room.
Tell me about Priscilla.
Man, yeah, she's a great little 2-year-old. She normal in every way. I mean, smart. We had her tested for autism and they did some sessions with her where, just checked to see, to make sure that, she wasn't going to, have any learning disabilities or anything like that. And just a wonderful little girl, in every way.
What was it that made you take her in to be checked? I mean, what was the moment?
Well, when she was first born, they did some hearing tests on her And she failed the first couple, so they thought she may have a hearing problem. She ended up, it was about 6 months later, she was like 6 months, 7 months old. They tested again, and she was fine. But we noticed, you know, when she's trying to communicate, she just can't get the words out. And so she'll, like, repeat sounds and repeat things and point mostly. And so, you know, we decided to go, to Children's Mercy and see, you know, if there was, you know, if she did have autism and get that checked out. And they said that, what they call it, a speech delay or a oral motor problem, basically to where her brain just can't relate to her tongue and to her lips to make, you know, certain speech sounds.
And if they so if she goes untreated now, because right now is it's, you know, they're like little sponges. And I mean, everything is growing. Everything's connecting. Everything. It's until I got a little older and had friends with kids, I didn't understand how fast their intake is. And this is these are the years, the formative years right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they say now, you know, she should be at a level where she's, you know, forming sentences, you know, small sentences and, you know, being able to say, you know, certain words, and she's just not. I mean, she says, you know, dad and, you know, mom and, you know, certain things. She says, this, you know, all the time, where she can't get out what she actually wants, but, you know, she can say this, so she can point and, you know, say, hey, this. You know, which it's cute, but you know, it's
now now it is, but she's going to face the real world and be with other little kids. And she's
absolutely,
and that's the heartbreaker I was thinking of, is going, man, if we don't find a way to take care of this, you know, this little girl, it's a mean world. It's heartbreaking for me to think about a little kid going through that, let alone being the father of a little kid and knowing that if you don't, and we don't find a way, that it's a rough way to live.
Absolutely. And they said, you know, I mean, if we can't get these sessions in, you know, she could have a speech impediment or a stutter a lisp or delayed speech. When she starts kindergarten, you know, that's the last thing you need is, you know, on top of that, you know, her getting bullied or picked on because of it, you know, because she's smart. I mean, she's, you know, they tested her for, like, shapes and colors and numbers and letters. And, I mean, they said, no, she's an extremely bright little girl. She just can't.
Well, you know. And that's the risk, that she crawls inside herself and isolates herself.
Exactly.
Because she can't communicate. Hold on, stay right there. So you guys can see, he's a hardworking guy. Everybody's great in the family. She just caught a bad lick. Whatever happens, you know?
Yeah.
But you think about, I remember kids like this, you know, and it doesn't have to be a speech impediment. It could have been any slight difference. And I just remember the kids shutting down. I just remember them sitting off by themselves. I remember kids that didn't play at recess. And I started thinking about what would have happened to me if that was us. And my mom and dad, all the love in the world.
These aren't the things that you save for that you think are ever going to come.
No, there was never $2,000.
Yeah.
Never.
It's so important.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny, I got $200 for this family and this little girl today.
That's awesome, Joe. Why do you call?
Well, I got a 4-year-old daughter. I couldn't imagine her not being able to be able to talk to me or anything. And I'd see this kid and, you know, not be able to talk either. So,
you think about the frustration of a kid who's at a normal place in their speech development. How frustrated you can see them get when they know they want something, but they don't know the name of it, or they don't know how to ask you for it, and how their little faces will turn real red. And I just I just can't imagine not being able to communicate. It's
That even happens with my 4-year-old. So I couldn't imagine a 2-year-old and how frustrating that'd be for her and the parents. So,
Go by U.S. Bank. You know the account. Hope for the holidays. All right.
Yep, third time we've called this year. I got you covered, buddy.
Awesome. Awesome, Joe. Michael.
Hey, man, I got $100 for this family.
Beautiful, man. Thank you. Drop it by. Mark.
Hey, John. I got $100 for you, man.
Why do you call?
My son had, through his birth, had a speech impediment. He developed a speech impediment after a few years. and he's going through the same thing. So
tell, tell me about it, though, because I don't know enough. I don't have kids, so walk me through this. So what happened with your child?
I pulled earlier in the year. My son was, when he was born, he had no heartbeat for 60 minutes, so he lost oxygen in his brain.
Yeah.
And we were told that he was going to have some issues throughout his life. And one of the things was his speech. Besides that, he's good. He's a smart little kid, but he's had to go through some speech therapy. He's at school and stuff like that. So,
how is his speech now?
It's getting better. He still has his moments where he can definitely tell he gets frustrated, but he's getting a lot better.
I have a good friend whose child was born deaf, and now his speech is really good with a cochlear implant, but there was a time period where it was iffy for him, and he was really, I think, emotionally having a hard time with that, you know, identifying with other kids, getting into sports. Mm-hmm. And there was definitely a hint of isolation with him. And, but he's through it now, and he's in a great place, and he's, you know, he's older, he's, you know, he's starting high school, like, he's doing great.
Yep, that's the same way with my kid. Yeah, he's doing good. Made a lot of friends, but you can definitely tell he gets frustrated a lot of times when he can't say what he wants to say.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the money, Mark. I appreciate it. $100.
No,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Rob.
What's going on, brother? Hey, I got a great group of guys I work with, and we've got $300 to throw down, man. That little girl needs to be able to learn how to talk right, and, you know, so she can go on with the rest of her life.
What do you mean, great group of guys? Where do you work?
I work at a place called Todco Mechanical out in Lee Summit, and I heard you guys yesterday, and I started thinking, hey, what can I do to help out? And started talking to the group of guys we work with, and they're all like, we got $50 each, man.
So what does that come to, Rob?
$300, man. Beautiful. We got $300 to donate.
What a good guy you are, and beautiful. Well done. Hope for the holidays.
Thank you.
Eddie, U.S.
Yes,
Bank.
Sir.
Hey, and please thank all those guys.
Oh, will do, sir. And you guys are awesome. I mean, you guys do this every year. It is fantastic that you guys do this. I've been all over this nation because my dad's a military guy, so I went with him, and I've not seen any other city or place do this, and it's just fantastic. I mean,
you're right, man. This city is amazing. It really is amazing. It's funny. When I was a kid, I was growing up, you know, we all, I think, went through it. We were like, I'm going to get out of here one day. So you move away to Los Angeles, and then you come back, and then, you know, just it's like a ton of bricks. You realize it's such a great city.
Oh, yeah. I always get drugged back. I don't know how or why, but I always enjoy getting back to this city for some reason.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you, man. Drop that to U.S. Bank, all right?
All right. You're awesome, brother.
No, you are. Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, Chad, what's going on?
Hey, I would like to throw in 200.
Excellent. Why do you call, man?
I just had a small speech impediment growing up myself, and shouldn't have to grow up like that.
Walk me through it. What was it like when you were little and dealing with that?
Just got picked on here and there, and struggled through it, but got through it. And
you sound great.
Had a school that helped out with it and didn't have to pay for it.
You sound great now, man.
Got battling a little cold right now, but doing well.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no speech impediment anymore.
Nope. So just want to help out.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Drop that out. How much is that, Chad? I'm sorry.
200.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Scott, what's going on? Scott, are you there? I don't know what happened, Scott. My apologies to him. Where are we at, by the way?
We're at $900.
All right. Shane, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny. I just want to throw in 200. You guys do good work. She needs the help.
She does need the help, man. You're going to help her get this done. We get that deductible cleared. Then we will pay the insurance company directly. Once that's clean, all the rest of their insurance kicks in. And then throughout 2019, she gets all of her sessions. And there's a lot of sessions to be had. So ultimately, how many were there? 26 or something like that? Jake has got the information. But yeah, if we get 10 of them, just 10 of them out of the way, $200 a piece, then she's on the road to getting better.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Dave. All right. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on?
I have $300 for you.
Thank you, man. That's a lot of money. What do you do for a living?
I work with TSA at KCI.
Whew, you did earn that money.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, because look, you guys are not paid a ton of money, and it is not the friendliest work anybody will ever have. Lord knows nobody's smiling when they come to that line. So to give up that $300, why do you call?
Well, I heard about this last year, and I wasn't in the spot where I could help out last year, but I really just, I've been fortunate in my life. I've had pretty lucky circumstances, and I just feel like, you know, all the fortune I've had, I want to give back to people who need it, and since I have some extra money this year, I would like to donate, so.
You're a good man, Alex. You're a good man. Drop that off at U.S. Bank, all right?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you very much.
That guy works at TSA at the airport.
Yeah.
And he's got gratitude. That's what we call positivity, my friends. Like, that's a, oof. I think that every time I go through the TSA line, I think, God, dude, I don't know what you did to get here, but
you're a good person for doing
it. Yeah, thank you. But it's, I mean, that's a hard job. Nobody's happy going through there. What does that leave us, by the way?
We are at $1,400.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to donate $200 to this little cause that we have.
You got kids?
I got a 1-year-old boy and I got a 3-year-old daughter, and I'd hate to see any of my kids go through that. I mean, I grew up, I had a little bit of a speech impediment and had speech therapy when I was a child, so I'd like to give it back.
You're a good man. How old were you when you got it all taken care of?
About 4 or 5.
So it didn't, at least it wasn't there when you grew up into, you know, where it really gets tough in you know, second, third grade.
Exactly.
You're a good man. Dropping off at U.S. Bank. Thank you, man. Mindy, welcome. Miss Mindy, are you there?
Yes. I am a speech-language pathologist with little kids, and I'd like to give $100.
So tell me what happens here. He was explaining to us that they took her in, and her brain is not communicating with her mouth the way it should, or her lips, her tongue, or her larynx, and diet. So she can't form her words correctly. What is that?
Yeah, it's basically called developmental apraxia of speech. It can happen with any kid, and I just want to guarantee them that she is going to do great. Once she gets it, she's going to do fantastic. I have done this for 15 years with basically 1-year-olds to 3-year-olds, and she's going to do fantastic.
So
I don't want them to lose hope.
What happens to a kid, though, that doesn't get the help? The therapy doesn't work, and that, you know, nothing's 100%. Not for this instant. I'm saying what happens with kids as you follow them through, like, because my feeling is they end up withdrawn and they end up, you know, not communicating because they're you know, mocked and just.
They do. And then they'll start showing frustration behaviors, and then it gets misdiagnosed as something else. And they're just frustrated out of their mind. If you look up Ronda Rousey, it's exactly what she had. And she wrote about it in her book.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get these kids and you can build their confidence from this age up. And then they're willing to try to communicate, even if it's hard. And so she will do fantastic. And getting started this early is going to help her even more.
You're beautiful. Thank you, Mindy.
No problem. Thank you.
I do have somebody that wanted to give $200, a friend of the show, and they wanted to help a kid. So if that helps too, I'm going to throw that in.
Good. Are we done? Are we there?
We need just a hair more. That brings us to $1,900.
Okay. Hold a second. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. My name's Clinton.
Hey, Clinton.
Hey, I'd like to give $200.
You know what? I only need one, I think, right now.
Yeah, I think you need two.
All right. All right. Do it is. You know what? You're twisting my arm, man. You drop it off at U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays. Why $200? Why do you call?
Well, I've got a 4-year-old son who was pretty much deaf at 2 years old because he had fluid in his ears. And same thing, smart kid, just couldn't get it out. And we got some tubes in his ears, got him in speech therapy, and man, he's just rocking and rolling now.
Is he up to speed now?
He's not quite up to speed, but he's still doing speech therapy. We got him in preschool with speech therapy, and that kicked a lot. When you get him in preschool around them other kids, man, they just kick it.
Well, let me tell you something. Again, my friend whose child's born deaf, really very tough at first, but you can't even hear it a little bit anymore. Like, and he's got a cochlear implant. I mean, his speech is spot on. So just stay in the game, man.
Cool. So I got to go to U.S. Bank?
Yep. Hope for the holidays.
All right. Thank you.
You bet, man. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't know how much you could listen to while you were at work, but
yeah.
You bring us the bills from your insurance company for the speech therapy, and we will pay the first 10, which will get you past your deductible, correct?
Yeah.
So, we'll...
Thank you guys so much, man. I wasn't going to write in. You know, I know there's other families out there, like, you know, struggling to, you know, pay for the lights. And, you know, this last weekend was particularly tough, you know, man. You know, and I see the frustration on their face every day. So, wow.
let's get in front of this, you know, so there's not a letter sometime, you know, down the road where she's, you know, you and I could do this all day. I just can't stand the thought of a kid isolating themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.